Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds touted her efforts to make Iowa's government more efficient during testimony before the U.S. House Oversight Committee on Wednesday. She says Iowa was, quote, doing DOGE before DOGE was a thing, end quote, and that her consolidation of state agencies has saved $217 million over 18 months. Reynolds told the committee that she will appoint an Iowa DOGE task force following the federal one led by billionaire Elon Musk.
Like most Americans, I'm thrilled by the priority that President Trump is placing on shrinking government and making it work better. Not only do I believe as Iowa is a model, but I'm committed to doing everything I can to help in the months ahead, and I look forward to working with you and the Trump administration to do just that.
The top Democrat on the committee pointed out differences between Reynolds' efforts and the Trump administration's actions. Reynolds worked with lawmakers to overhaul state governments without layoffs, while Trump's biggest campaign donor is directly targeting federal workers and agencies. Protesters gathered in front of the Iowa Capitol building Wednesday to rally against the new national administration. Four protesters were later detained and removed from the Iowa Capitol after apparently chanting Nazi and interrupting an event in the rotunda held by the conservative group Moms for Liberty. Iowa Public Radio's Lucia Cheng has more.
Despite weather alerts of freezing rain, protesters sprawled across the steps of the Capitol building. Many cheered as people spoke out against President Trump's plans to crack down on illegal immigration and his appointment of Elon Musk to cut government spending. The demonstration was a part of an effort to organize anti-Trump protests across the country. One of the people in the audience was Amanda Ramirez, whose family is Mexican. She showed up because she wanted to stand up for immigration rights.
You know, half of my family is undocumented. We're all really scared of, you know, waking up tomorrow and not have your family there anymore. So it's really scary times for everybody right now.
As state officials looked out through the doors, protesters urged them to stand up against what they see as Trump's disregard of the government's checks and balances. I'm Lucia Chang, IPR News.
Hundreds of protesters also staged a similar demonstration outside the Illinois state capitol yesterday. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed a bill to make it easier for children in foster care to live with relatives. The Kinship in Demand Act offers more training and more money to grandparents, aunts, uncles, or anyone who takes in a young family member when they are moved from their primary home. The Department of Children and Family Services says kids who stay in familiar settings with people they know usually have better outcomes. State Representative Marcus Evans of Chicago was one of the sponsors. He says family members who step up are angels.
What we're doing with this bill, with a few dollars, giving them stability, we're repairing their wings. They got a lot to carry. And Governor Pritzker is saying, you're not going to carry this burden alone.
DCFS says roughly 9,300 foster children in Illinois are living with relatives who are being paid less than non-relative caregivers. The Rock Island police officer who shot and killed Jakarta Jackson last month is returning to active duty. According to Police Chief Tim McLeod, Officer Brett Taylor acted within department policy after the 21-year-old fled from a traffic stop and dragged the officer with his car. McLeod said he did not believe race played a factor in the shooting. The Rock Island County State's Attorney has also cleared Taylor of wrongdoing based on findings from the county's integrity task force. Joseph Leahy, WVIK News.